Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things we like to think about. Online fraud shouldn't be one of them, because with every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is my fellow staff writer, a guy I like to call Chuck. Charles Chuck Bryant. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing great, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Chuck. I've been thinking a lot about carbon dioxide.
As you are often wont to do.
Yeah. I've come up with the theory that carbon dioxide is getting an awfully bad rap these days.
Yeah, all you hear about is your carbon footprint, like your Sasquatch stepping on every beautiful thing on Earth.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, we are having a problem with carbon dioxide, but It's really us.
Yeah, it's a human problem.
Exactly. There's a type of carbon dioxide emission called anthropogenic, which means it's all exclusively human created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, carbon dioxide is a vital part of Earth's processes. It's part of a biogeochemical process.
Right.
The carbon cycle. It's like the rain cycle, that kind of thing. And there's carbon dioxide stored in the atmosphere, in the ocean, in
right.
the soil.
And plants.
This is where these are stored. Plants, exactly. Another place that it's stored is in decaying carbon-based life forms or former life forms, say dinosaurs or things like that.
Right.
You know, stuff that's become things we use for fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rather than this carbon dioxide being released organically, we're digging this stuff up, burning it, and releasing this carbon dioxide en masse in a very inorganic way.
Right. That's called OIL.
Which is?
Oil.
Oh, yeah, right. I thought you were abbreviating something.
No.
Acronym? No?
No, just good old-fashioned oil. We
gotcha.
Burn it, and
the
CO2 leaves as waste, just like in a snap.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
Instead of taking place over eons.
Right, which is
how it
should
where
happen.
Our problem comes in. What's the solution?
Well, one solution would be to, if you could somehow capture this carbon.
You're blowing my mind here, Chuck. What are you talking about?
I know. You can actually do this. There's three ways you can capture carbon. One before it's burned, called pre-combustion. One after it's burned, called post-combustion.
But logically,
before
enough.
It leaves the old smokestack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old oxy-fuel combustion, which is when you add almost pure oxygen to the CO2, and when it burns, it just makes it allows you to separate it out a little easier.
Gotcha. So that's kind of like post-combustion taken to an extra step.
It's post-combustion supreme.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we've got a way to capture it, and actually, as I understand it, a typical electrical utility or power plant that outfits itself with a self-sustaining carbon capture system can run at like with 85% or 95% less
reduced
carbon dioxide emissions.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But you've got all this carbon dioxide. What are you going to do with it?
Well, ideally, you could throw it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the dark recesses of the back of your fridge.
Okay.
You can't do that, but we have something almost as good called the abyssal plane. Do you know what that is?
I do. That's where the Titanic is, baby.
Right, which is deep, deep, deep into the ocean.
Two and a half miles?
Yeah, it's 2.5 miles, 4,000 meters
4,000 meters for our Canadian friends.
Right, and down there, it's dark, my friend. Very dark. Nothing lives. Nothing grows.
No, there's no photosynthesis.
It's very cold.
Don't kid yourself.
No, and there's a heck of a lot of pressure. Almost 6,000 pounds per square inch of pressure,
which
compared
would,
to about 14 pounds on the surface.
Yeah, I would think they'd crumple a full soup can, which is pretty much my measure of power.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very cold down there, too.
Yeah, it is. It's very cold. It's about 2 degrees, which is chilly.
Okay, so all this makes it an ideal setting, the abyssal plain an ideal setting for carbon dioxide storage, right?
Exactly. But the question is, how do you get it down there and contain it?
Well, okay. All right, I've got one for you. There was a group in the late 90s who figured you could just put it at the bottom.
Right.
Because of the pressure and the temperature, liquefied carbon dioxide should be negatively buoyant, which means not only will it not float, it'll actually sink.
Right.
And ideally stick to the bottom of the sea floor. When they tried it, they injected some into a beaker. It turned into this lava lampy glob
right,
stuff.
Right, and just kind of floated away.
Yes. Yeah. So a guy named Dr. David Keith came up with an idea. put in bags.
Right, just like the Ziplocs, except, you know, they're right. Not Ziplocs.
Right, exactly. We also already have carbon dioxide pipeline technology.
Right, so this
could
happen.
So we could just build it down to these planes and, you know, just capture this CO2 and put them in these giant bags, which by Dr. Keith's estimate could hold 2 days' worth of all the anthropogenic carbon dioxide emissions that we put out.
Right, which is great. And you never know, you might be able to use it one day in the future.
Exactly. We may be able to synthesize a fossil fuel from this captured carbon.
That's crazy.
It is.
My brain is melted.
Nice. That's what I'm here for. So if you want to learn all about carbon capture and storage, we have a lot of articles on it. Go on to howstuffworks.com, type in CO2, capture and storage in the search bar, and stick around to find out what article makes my wife cry but what companion podcast she hates right after this.
Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things to think about, like, say, what's the best site to buy a new leather jacket, or whether to buy the 3 or 6 megapixel camera. But thankfully, we don't need to think about online fraud, because for every purchase you make, Visa keeps an eye out for fraud with real-time fraud monitoring, and by making sure you're not liable for any unauthorized purchases. How's that for peace of mind? Safe, secure, Visa.
Welcome back. Hey, Chuck, do you know what article and podcast I'm talking about?
I do, Josh.
Which one?
I'm down with that info. It is dog really man's best friend?
Yeah, that's the one. And the podcast we were talking about, Hachiko.
Right.
My wife loves the article. It makes her weep every time. And that's why she doesn't like the podcast. She doesn't think we did proper homage. I think cracking up at the word heartworms kind of irks her a little bit.
Yeah, a little too much silliness.
Yeah, well, you can decide for yourself if we paid proper tribute to Hachiko by downloading our podcast on iTunes, Our Dog's Really Man's Best Friend, and reading the article, Is a Dog Really Man's Best Friend, on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.